3 Life Lessons from Roger Federer. Lesson 2. It's only a point. Federer used this to highlight how setbacks are inevitable. But all you have to do is keep competing. Federer reminded the graduates that even top players win just a little over 50% of the points in each match. So, focusing too much on a single failure wastes energy. When you're playing a point, it is the most important thing in the world. But when it's behind you, it's behind you. Lesson 3. Life is bigger than the court. Federer reflected on how tennis was just a part of his life, not his whole identity. He encouraged graduates to look beyond their current achievements and make a difference in the world. As a student at Dartmouth, you picked a major and went deep. But you also went wide. Engineers learned art history. Athletes even sang a cappella. And computer scientists learned to speak German. His last piece of advice to graduates was clear. Whatever game you choose, give it your best. Go for your shots. Play free. Try everything. And most of all, be kind to one another.
Welcome back to English for You. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And last time, everyone, we learned some great life lessons from Roger Federer, like how hard work makes things effortless and that true talent includes discipline and patience.
That's right. And today we'll keep learning from Federer's wisdom. We'll look deeper into how to handle challenges and what really matters in life beyond just achieving success.
Awesome. I mean, the more help, the better, right? And who knows what else we might uncover. Maybe even some advice on how to stay motivated through tough times. Let's see where this goes, everyone. Our article starts off by saying, Lesson 2. It's only a point. Federer used this to highlight how setbacks are inevitable, but all you have to do is keep competing. And there, everyone, we see the verb compete, which is to take part in a contest or a race to try to win. So an example using that, we would say, my brother and I often compete to see who can finish their homework faster, but we always help each other afterwards.
Compete 这个动词呢，是竞争，是竞赛。那跟谁竞争，与谁竞赛，我们就用 compete with, 啊，或者是 compete against。那在一场竞赛当中，竞赛的这个名词，好，比赛本身是 competition, 里面的这些竞争者是 competitor。那我们这边要看到就是费德勒的第二课，那只是一分 ,it's only a point。费德勒用这个来强调挫折是不可避免的，但你需要做的是继续竞争。强调的动词呢是 highlight。那挫折障碍这边用到的是 setback 这个名词。那另外还有一个形容词来形容这件事情是不可避免的或是必然的，好，这个形容词是 inevitable。
Continuing, it says, Federer reminded the graduates that even top players win just a little over 50% of the points in each match.
费德勒提醒毕业生们呢，即使是顶尖的球员哦，在每一场比赛当中赢得的分数也只有略多于 50%。
Okay, and he continues on by saying,So focusing too much on a single failure wastes energy. And there we see the noun failure, which is the lack of success in achieving something or a person thing that has not succeeded. So an example would be, losing that game was a failure, but it taught me an important lesson about teamwork.
Failure 这个名词是失败，好，可以指失败的人或失败的事情。那相反当然就用成功的这个名词是 success。那这让我就想到 Winston Churchill used to say, success is not final, failure is not fatal.
That's yeah, very important, yeah.
成功不是终点，失败不是致命的，这个就很像是费德勒这边要提醒毕业生们的话。
Well, when you listen to a lot of these, if you ever get self-help books or...You want to get into business. You always hear about, you know, these companies that they had a lot of failures and they focused on the failures to see what was wrong, what went wrong there. They they didn't just give up and say, oh, this is never going to work. They analyzed why the failure happened and kind of got back to it. So don't just rely or focus too hard on one setback or one failure.
对，过于专注于一次的失败呢，是很浪费精力的。
And especially in tennis, right? It moves so quickly, just like in ping pong, back and forth, back and forth. So our article says, when you're playing a point, it is the most important thing in the world. But when it's behind you, it's behind you.
当你在打每一分时呢，它是世界上最重要的事情，但当它已经过去，它就已经过去了。
So could we sum that up by saying, after it's over, kind of forget about it
and move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta learn from the past mistake,
right,
and your past experience, mm-hmm, and then you can move on.
I think that's a perfect way. I think that lesson's a great lesson we can use in many parts of our life. Okay, getting back to our third and final lesson. It says lesson 3, life is bigger than the court.
第三课的主题是呢，生活比球场更重要。
Federer reflected on how tennis was just a part of his life, not his whole identity. So he didn't make everything about tennis for him. There we see that word, identity, which kind of encompasses what I just said. Identity is the characteristics or qualities that make someone or something unique. An example would be, after moving to a new city,Sarah struggled to find her identity in an unfamiliar environment, but soon she felt more at home.
Identity 这个名词是身份，好，所以呢，例句里面说 Sarah struggled to find her identity, 就是她很挣扎，很困难的想要找到她的身份，好，就是身份认同这件事情。那另外呢，这个 reflect 动词是仔细思考或是回想。那你要仔细思考回想什么东西你说 reflect on something. For example, it's important to reflect on your past experiences to learn from them. 回想过去的经历然后从中学习是很重要的。所以费德勒就回想起网球呢只是他生活的一部分而不是他整个 identity, 不是他的整个身份。
Right, so if you would look at like a circle or a pie graph, you know, he's saying, oh, well, maybe...60% was tennis, right? That's 60% of my life. That's 60% of my identity. But the other 40%, I have so much else to offer, or even vice versa. So, continuing what his speech was about, he says, he encouraged graduates to look beyond their current achievements and make a difference in the world. There we see the verb encourage, which is to give someone confidence or support.An example would be, my basketball coach always encourages me to do my best, even when things are tough. We also see in that sentence, make a difference, which is a phrase, it is to have a significant impact or effect on something, often in a positive way. So an example would be, volunteering at a shelter can really make a difference in the lives of those in need.
把这里一下咯 encourage 这个动词呢是鼓励。鼓励某人做某事我们说 encourage somebody to do something 那 encourage 的字尾你加上 ment 会变成 encouragement 好，那就是鼓励的名词 give somebody encouragement 那就是给某人鼓励或者是 receive encouragement 那就是某人收到鼓励那另外呢这个片语 make a difference 是有所改变或是带来改变所以费德勒就鼓励毕业生们超越当前的成就并在世界上有所改变。
So he really wants these students to make a difference and go out and change the world, essentially. Continuing with his speech, he says, As a student at Dartmouth, you picked a major and went deep, but you also went wide.
作为 Dartmouth 的大学生,你选择了一个专业并深入学习,但你也扩展了视野。好,这个是费德勒对这一群学生说的话。
Making his point, he says, engineers learned art history. Athletes even sang a cappella. And computer scientists learned to speak German. And in that sentence, a vocabulary word everyone we see is athlete.Which is a noun, it's a person who competes in sports or exercise regularly to maintain fitness. An example would be, During the interview, the athlete shared his journey from a beginner to a world champion. The next vocab word we see is scientist, which is a noun. It's a person who studies or works in a scientific field, like biology or physics. An example would be, the scientist explained a new discovery about space to the audience in simple terms.
Athlete 是运动员 ,scientist 是科学家。那这边费德勒就说到啦，工程师会去学习艺术史，运动员呢甚至唱了无伴奏合唱，那电脑科学家呢则学会了德语，所以这也就是印证了他刚刚说，你在这个 Dartmouth 里面当大学生，你选择了一个专业，你深入学习，你同时也扩展了不同的视野。那我们这边看到的无伴奏合唱 a cappella， 好，指的就是这个东西。那另外呢，他还说什么 ？He offered a piece of advice, right?
Right, he did. I mean, when he first said to the majors, your major went deep and then also wide, he's saying, you know, do also something else. Don't single yourself out to one area. And like your point,His last piece of advice to graduates was clear. Whatever game you choose, give it your best.
他给毕业生的最后一个建议呢，是非常明确的哈。他说，无论你选择什么样的游戏，都要全力以赴。Give it your best. Try your best. Do your best.
Exactly. And he's ending the speech by saying, go for your shots. Play free. Try everything. And most of all, be kind to one another.So not only is it important to be great, it's also important to be kind along the way and go for something. We see that phrase a lot of times over and over in sports metaphors. And what does it mean? It's the attempt to try or to achieve something, usually something challenging or desirable. So an example using this phrase, we could say, if you want to become a writer, you should go for it.And just start writing every day. We also see the other one, one another, which is used to refer to two or more people doing something together or for each other. An example using this we could say would be, the team members helped one another during the project to make sure everything went smoothly.
好，最后我们看到的两个用法，第一个是 go for something, 那就是争取啊，努力争取，所以很常听到人家说 go for it, go for it, 你就好好的努力的去争取你想要争取的东西。那另外呢是 one another, 指的是彼此互相。那这边呢要跟同学们比较一下，到底 one another 跟 each other 有什么不一样。好，我们先说 each other, 这个片语呢它通常是用于两者之间的互动。所以如果是两个人或物之间的互动，我们就会使用 each other 这个片语。像是呢 they looked at each other and smiled, 他们互相看着对方并且微笑。那什么时候用到 one another, 通常是三者或是更多人之间的互动的时候我们会用到 one another。像是呢 the students were all helping one another during the group project, 学生们在小组专案中互相帮助。好，所以这个是 each other 跟 one another 的不同。那我们讲到课文的最后，费德勒说到，你就勇敢出击，放开打，尝试一切，最重要的是彼此要友善。 Being kind is very important.
Exactly, and that's the whole point of kind of his wisdom, right? His three lessons. Life is bigger than the court, so you can do something more than just, you know, one certain thing. You have a whole box to try to do. You have a whole world to try to do multiple things and succeed at. And you also have to learn that he said in lesson two, it's only a point. So even if you have failures, you can look at that failure and still progress ahead. Don't just focus on the failure. So when we come to Roger Federer's advice, how do you think it is? Would you be inspired if you were one of these students at this college?
Yeah, I find these lessons very inspiring.
Exactly. I think every student left there with kind of a positive view of hope and the future to come, which leads us, everyone, to our For You chat question, which says, Federer talked about trying everything. What's one activity or skill you've always wanted to try but haven't yet? Why do you want to give it a shot?
One skill I've always wanted to try is playing the piano.
Really?
Huh, because I think it's such a beautiful instrument.
It is, yeah.
And I don't know how to play it. And I'd love to be able to play my favorite songs for you.
Okay, yeah, you could play Lady Gaga or something.
I also love the idea of being able to express myself through music.
That's a good one.
Sounds romantic, huh?
Right. What about me, I guess?
Yeah, what about you?
Trying something? Well, there's one activity I've wanted to try for a very long time. It's a little bit scary, but one activity I've always wanted to try is skydiving.
Huh.
Because, you know, the idea of jumping out of an airplane and experiencing the rush of just free falling sounds incredible. Plus, you know, I think it would make for an unforgettable experience. I don't think I would ever forget that experience.
But would you need to be trained to do something like that?
I think if I wanted to do it by myself, I'd have to be trained to do
it. You need to have the license to do that, right?
Exactly. So that also might be something. Also, what's another thing that I would like to be trained at? Learning Chinese, yes. Getting better at that every day would be a good thing. Well, everyone, what about you? What's something that you would like to try or a skill you haven't tried yet but would like to?
Yeah, talk about it.
That's all we have for English for You, everyone. My name is Adam.
如果今天的主题让你觉得意犹未尽，你还可以加入空中家教和老师同学一起讨论哦。And I'm Elsie. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Compete. The brothers always competed against each other when they were younger. But now they usually work together. Failure.Emily was sad about her failure to win the race, but she promised to train harder next time. The team saw their project as a failure because they didn't meet their goal. Identity. As an Asian who was born in the U.S., Sean feels that he has two cultural identities. Encourage. Eating local foods is encouraged.Because it requires less shipping and thus is more environmentally friendly. Athlete. Athletes from around the world will be playing sports for their countries at the Olympic Games. Scientist. Cancer is a terrible illness, and every day, scientists are working on new treatments and cures for it.Highlight. Setback. Inevitable. Reflect. A cappella.